Building a spacecraft is no easy task, but with a little help, Korea hopes its new lander will make it to the moon.
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Poley.
Korean scientists unveiled a locally developed spacecraft that could potentially be used for robotic exploration of the moon. The tiny lander, only 40 centimeters tall, would be capable of carrying objects weighing roughly 45 pounds to the lunar surface, thanks to a liquid-fuel rocket engine that has a maximum thrust of 350 newtons. Korea's fledgling space industry has been consulting with both NASA and Russia, one of the immediate issues being Korea's potential participation in the International Lunar Network, a multinational project aimed to gradually form a robotic network on the moon. So far, Korea has proven to make great strides on the ground, designing tiny technology for space. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and distributed by WHRV. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us.